Hare Krishna, I'll be speaking about Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya. One of the great branches of the Chaitanya tree is called Acharya Ratna, also known as Chandrasekhar. His entourage forms another group of branches and sub-branches. Mahaprabhu danced in his house in the mood of goodness. Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya or Acharya Ratna lived in Navdweep near the house of Sri Nimai Pandit, his nephew. Since Chandrasekhar had no children, he accepted Nimai Pandit as his own and often entertained the Lord within his home. After the disappearance of Sri Jagannath Mishra, Acharya Ratna served as Gauranga Mahaprabhu's guardian, and Father Sri Gaur Sundar would regularly hold kirtans and once enacted a play in Chandrasekhara's house. Dressed as Sri Lakshmi Devi, Lord Chaitanya played the part so expertly that even Mother Sachi couldn't recognize him. Overcome with intense pangs of separation, Chandrasekhar fell down on the ground when he heard Lord Gauranga's plan to take sannyas. "Are you going to plunge Nadia into darkness by going away?" he asked the Lord. With tears spilled out of his lotus eyes, Lord Gauranga embraced him and replied, "Acharya Ratna, although I may accept sannyas, I will forever remain bound within the temple of your heart. Please be patient, for you must assist in my sannyas ceremony." Chandrasekhar Acharya was also present in the Sankirtan procession through Navdweep when Mahaprabhu went to Chandkazi's house to deliver him. He was also present when Mahaprabhu took sannyas in Katwa, and he performed all the rituals on his behalf at that time. So saying, Keshav Bharati went to Katwa. Mahaprabhu followed later to take sannyas. Nityanand, Mukund Dutt and Chandrasekhar accompanied him and performed all the rituals. Afterwards, Mahaprabhu became frantic to see Vrindavan and set off in that direction. However, Nityanand tricked him into going to the bank of the Ganges opposite Shantipur, in the meantime sending Chandrasekhar with a message for the people of Navdweep that Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas and was in Shantipur. The children showed Mahaprabhu the way to the Ganges, and he set off in that direction, completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Nityanand Prabhu said to Chandrasekhar, "Go immediately to Advaita Acharya and tell him that I am coming there with the Lord. Tell him to wait for us in a boat. Then go to Navdweep and fetch Sachi Mata and the devotees." Chandrasekhar did as he was commanded and brought Sachi Mata to Advaita's house in a palanquin. The Navdweep devotees also accompanied them. In the morning, Acharya Ratna put Sachi in a palanquin and set off to Shantipur in the company of other devotees. When Mahaprabhu came back from South India to Puri, he sent Kalakrishna Das, whom he had rescued from the Bhatahari women, with Nityanand and some other devotees to inform the Bengal Vaishnavas of his return. Kalakrishna Das met with Chandrasekhar on that occasion. Chandrasekhar also regularly accompanied the other devotees to Puri to spend Chaturya Mas with Mahaprabhu. He participated with him in all the pastimes there, such as cleaning the Gundicha temple, playing water sports in Narendra Sarovar, etc. Sri Chandrasekhar was one of the main branches of Sri Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. From the beginning of Sri Chaitanya's Navdweep Leela, he and his innumerable disciples faithfully served the Lord. in Sridham Mayapur, Srila Bhaktisiddhan Saraswati Thakur established the headquarters of Sri Chaitanya Math at the site of Chandrasekhar Acharya's original home. His samadhi is behind the Madan Mohan Temple and next to the Sanatan Goswami Samadhi. He is Subhadra or Chandra Dev, that is moon god, in Krishna's divine pastimes. Thank you. Hare Krishna.